This is VOA News. We begin with breaking news. Imprisoned activist Nargis Mohammadi won the Nobel Peace Prize Friday for fighting the oppression of women in Iran. Three people were injured in an attack on the eastern Ukrainian city of Kharkiv Friday, according to a local official. It came a day after a Russian rocket struck a village cafe and store in eastern Ukraine, killing dozens of civilians. VOA's Alexis Trope has more.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres, quote, strongly condemned the Russian attack on a Ukrainian village on Thursday, according to UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric. Ukrainian officials said a Russian missile slammed into a cafe and grocery store in a village in northeastern Ukraine on Thursday, killing 51 people as they held a memorial service. Dujarric also said the attack was against international law.
Attacks against civilians and civilian infrastructure are prohibited under international humanitarian law, and they must stop immediately.
It appeared to be one of the biggest civilian death tolls in any single Russian strike. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Some 50 European leaders gathered for a summit in Spain in which they stressed their support for Ukraine. We get more from the AP's Karen Chalmers.
The sign of support for the embattled country comes at a time when Western resolve appears to be somewhat weakened. As he arrived in Granada for the summit, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky told reporters,
"The main challenge is what we have, that is to save unity in Europe."
The election of a pro-Russian candidate in Slovakia, combined with Hungary's resistance to fully back Ukraine, have cast an increasing shadow on Europe's commitment. Support from Europe has become all the more important after the US Congress left off billions in funding for Ukraine's war efforts that the White House had vigorously backed. I'm Karen Chamas.
And for more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Biden administration is resuming deportation flights for Venezuelan migrants amid a growing number of arrivals. We get more from the AP's correspondent Ben Thomas.
We are a nation of immigrants, and we are a nation of laws.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas announced the agreement with Venezuela in Mexico City.
To repatriate Venezuelan nationals who do not take advantage of the lawful pathways and instead arrive irregularly at our southern border and do not qualify for relief.
It comes not long after the administration granted temporary protected status for Venezuelans who arrived before July 31st, but not after. I'm Ben Thomas.
Nigeria's main opposition says it will present new evidence to support its court challenge seeking to overturn this year's presidential election. First runner-up, Atiku Abubakar, and his lawyer alleged Thursday that President Bola Tinubu forged a diploma from an American university. A spokesman for Tinubu has denied the allegation. As the 2024 election cycle heats up here in the U.S., some in the Congress are pressing Meta and X executives on how they plan to tackle artificial intelligence on their platforms. We get more from the AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Deepfakes generated by artificial intelligence are having their moment this year, at least when it comes to making it look or sound like the famous did something that they really did not, such as Tom Hanks hawking a dental plan or Senator Rand Paul sitting on the Capitol steps in a red bathrobe. Those images were fakes. Google was the first big tech company to say it would impose new labels on deceptive AI-generated political ads, which can fake a candidate's voice or actions. Now, Senator Amy Klobuchar and Representative Yvette Clark have sent a letter to the CEOs of Meta and X asking for their response on how they plan to handle AI deception. They've asked for a response by October 27th. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A fire swept through a six-story residential building Friday, leaving at least six dead, another 38 injured in Mumbai, according to a fire official. One witness told the Associated Press the fire broke out in the parking area where waste material was kept. The exact cause of the blaze is still under investigation. Rescue workers are searching for nearly 100 people, including 22 soldiers, after floodwaters swept through the mountain towns in India's Himalayan northeast, killing at least 31, according to officials there. The flood began on Wednesday when the waters of a glacier lake breached a hydroelectric dam cascading through the towns in Lakin Valley. For more news, please join us, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.